It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Mark Parsons. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Cal?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just sitting out here. Got a rainstorm right now, but if it'll quit raining, I can go get on my horse and enjoy the weather.
Excellent, excellent. Got a new tune called Raking 'em for Eight. We'll talk about that in just a second. But, Mark, you and I were talking off the air a little bit. You're the real deal, aren't you?
They tell me I am. I guess I ride a horse every day and rope and do what I do. So I think it's about as real as it gets.
Yeah, I think so for sure. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a rancher now. I've been running a bunch of cows, and I ride cow horse shows a lot, the NRCHA. Been lucky to get to the World Finals a few times. But right now, basically just cowboy, and that's about all I do. And I got started doing some music with some friends, and I'm having a ball doing this music. It's fantastic.
You bet. Has music kind of always followed you around then? I suppose it has, right?
Well, actually, my dad worked with a church quite a bit, and I started playing guitar in the church when I was really young, about 14, 15. I played quite a bit.
Nice. And you've got a song called Raking 'em for Eight. Tell me about that song.
Well, it's kind of an interesting song. I've always liked the old George Strait tunes and Chris Ledoux. You know, when Amarillo by Morning came out, we were actually, you know, rodeoing back in the early 80s. I was kind of trying to reach back and make a song kind of that flavor, and this is kind of what come about. Guitar player friend Aaron Young, he's a brilliant musician, and he had kind of a riff, and my wife had some lyrics, and actually we just wrote that. I'd say it didn't take an hour, and then within a week we had it recorded, so it turned out really quickly, and it seems to be very well received. It's a very nice kind of an old 90s rodeo cowboy type song.
Yeah, it sure is. And I'm sure most songs that you've written, Mark, don't happen that quickly. But maybe they do.
not me. My wife's a pretty good writer. But no, they usually you kind of tinker with a song. Could be a few months or even a year, or write it and re-record it a year later until you get a real good feel. But this one really did come together quickly.
You bet. Talk about the rodeo. I want to talk about the rodeo audiences, first of all. They know their stuff. They're very intelligent, aren't they?
The rodeo cowboys and everything to do with the rodeo, that's a very specialized lifestyle even anymore. From riding broncs or bulls or team roping, the timed events, those guys they get pretty good at what they do. They're very dedicated and very practiced at it, so they do very well. It's important to them.
And the fans love it, and the fans love country music too. What's it like playing in front of a rodeo audience?
Oh, rodeo audience is fantastic. Some of the best playing I've ever done is at rodeo dances, where they're either having a rodeo dance or you get a couple getting married that's part of the rodeo family. I mean, they know how to play. They are fantastic fans and fantastic to play for.
You've kind of bounced around a little bit. We were talking about off the air too. You spent some time in Saskatchewan and Northern Canada and all over the place a little bit, hey?
Yeah, in my youth, I was actually born in Whitehorse, Yukon Territory, but spent a lot of time trapping and hunting with my dad and family in Northern Saskatchewan and the Yukon. And then I kind of settled later in my late teens, kind of in that Southern BC country where part of my family was from. That's kind of how my life went. And then we ended up rodeoing in the South, Montana, BC, Alberta. That's kind of how that played out in the 90s, late 80s.
And how did you end up in a recording studio to record this song? Where did that take you?
Well, the recording studio is kind of interesting. My dad wrote a poem and asked me to make him a song. So I turned it into a song, and we recorded it back in about 2005. That was the start of the studio. And then the studio said you should do more. So as years went by, I tinkered away with it. And then I ended up getting kind of offered it an opportunity to record some songs Gord Bamford produced for me. And I was pretty inspired by that because he's a superstar and one of my favorite Canadian country music artists. He's fabulous. And he introduced me to some more players, and it just kind of grew from there. And we ended up recording some songs and doing a lot of live music. And then this song, Raking 'em for Eight, was one that kind of transpired in all of the writing. And I said, that's a good song. We got to try that one. So we went for it.
Not a bad thing to have Gord Bamford in your back pocket, hey? That's pretty neat.
Oh, that was just kind of a chance happening, really. But he was very inspirational. That's a very cool man. He's been great in the industry. There's no doubt about it.
You bet. Mark, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
You know, I got a Facebook page under Mark Parsons, or I've got a website, markparsonsmusic.com. You can watch all the videos and stream all the songs. And all of the songs are streaming on iTunes as well.
Awesome, Mark. Thanks for the chat. I can't wait to sit across the table from you and have a chat. I would really enjoy that, for sure. And good luck with this new tune of yours.
Thank you, Cal, very much. Your support is so appreciated. You have no idea. Thank you very much, sir.
Mark Parsons on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.